Live from Nashville, Tennessee, this is the Living Room Sessions on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
They say that you kind of folks, the ones wear boots and the ones that don't. I believe, darling, you and me hold steady in the boot category. Goodbye, city life and 9-to-5 living. Our corporate meetings are held in our kitchen. You can't beat our sweet retirement plan. Don't get sick, work as long as you can. This is how we hang and rattle, raise my kids and raise the cattle. Let loose on a Saturday night, 2 steps under neon light. Our life's a good kind of praise, keep it together, you and me, baby. Cause the trick of the trade is when life and wise is great, grace and baling twine. They say to make it pay, you gotta roll with the season. Make do or do without knowing to tell them when to keep them. Our best insurance is in making do. Duct tape, utter bomb, and super glue. Give us this crazy life with nothing at all. Our American dream, delivered with a draw. That's right, y'all. This is how we hang and rattle, raise my kids and raise the cattle. Let loose on Saturday night, 2 steps under neon light. Our life is good kind of crazy, keep it together, you and me.
From Nashville, Tennessee, I'm your host, Gary Holt, and welcome back to the Living Room Sessions. We'll be bringing the experience of a live concert with amazing performers to you in the comfort of your own living room or wherever you are. Our guest today is a talented singer and songwriter. She is one of my favorite guests to have on the show. Please welcome the amazing Mary Kay. Hey, Mary.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing fine. I am so excited to be able to bring this to our worldwide audience, and I know a lot of the folks that are listening will never have a chance to hear you live and in concert, but they're going to get to do that just today. And so
I think we're going to have some fun.
Sure. We're going to have some fun. We'll have some fun. So without further ado, I'm going to grab my seat, sit back and enjoy the concert, and we're going to turn the stage over to you, and I'll be back in about an hour.
Well, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Living Room Sessions. I am just going to pretend that y'all are just sitting right here with me, And we're just going to talk. We're going to talk about the music coming up in this show. And I feel so excited about this idea of doing these concerts because I think that you're going to be able to have insight into the songs and the music that I don't normally have time to talk about in a live concert. So this is going to be an interesting experience for me and hopefully for you as well. I am a singer-songwriter who got a start in my music career later in life than, gosh, anybody else that I know of, really. I am the mother of 10 children and had spent my life raising these children in a very small town. And always loved singing, but never really did anything with it until I was pregnant with my 10th baby and a girlfriend of mine talked me into buying a guitar. She was writing music and she was a fine songwriter and she and I were singing karaoke songs together for fun. And we had gotten our first job singing karaoke songs at the local trailer park. And y'all, I was pregnant with my 10th baby. It was a very classy act. And we had these two guitars. She had hers and I had mine. And we would spend a little bit of every show singing some of our original music and saved every penny that we made at that trailer park to professionally record the songs we had written. So this first song is actually money that I had worked very, very hard for to be able to have the money to professionally record this song. And so this first album, as it is for many, many artists, that first album has a very special place in your heart, but also in your musical library. And I think the song really represents my efforts as a songwriter to kind of create a song that painted a picture for y'all. And I hope you can kind of unfolding as you listen to this first song and just let it play out in your mind like it does in mine every time I sing it. So this first song is called Cowboy Waltzing Across Her Mind.
She was 16 the summer they met by chance. He was an out-of-town cowboy just there for the dance. And he smiled as he walked her across that wood floor. And he held her hand tightly as he led her to the door. Led her to the door. And he took her 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 out in that night. Gave a sweet simple kiss under August moonlight. Many memories are lost, but the one she can find is that cowboy waltzing across her mind. A woman full grown, with a husband and children and a home of her own. And she loves them like thunder with a heart that is true. But sometimes at night that cowboy memory comes waltzing through. And he takes her 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 back to that night and that sweet simple kiss under August moonlight. Many memories are lost, but the one she can find is that cowboy waltzing been washing across her mind. Her life is made sweeter the moment I did. Just got out of town, cowboy and true love first kiss. Oh, the flower of you is faded and flown, and the woman is old and a widow all alone. As she rocks on her porch, she smiles and she sighs, and you can see a cowboy when you look in her eyes. And he takes her one, two, three, one, two, three, back to that night, that sweet simple kiss under August moonlight. Many memories are lost, but the one she can't find is that cowboy waltzing, waltzing across her mind. Is that cowboy waltzing across her mind?
It's so fun to hear these recordings of from the albums. As an artist, I don't always revisit the music that's been recorded, and so this is a fun experience for me as well. You know, shortly after I recorded that song, I was introduced to an organization called the International Western Music Association. And I have to say that being introduced and being a part of that organization was a real turning point for me in my career. They have their annual conference in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And right after I recorded the album that has the song Cowboy Waltzing on it, which is an album called Clean Out of Luck, went down to Albuquerque and went to my first conference there, and was able to distribute this album out to all of the wonderful DJs that play this music. Now, Western music is just a tiny genre of American music, and here I was able to stumble upon, by God's good grace, not only a genre of music that fits perfectly with the life that I was living and the life that I love, but also around very encouraging musical community. And I was, gosh, my 40, 41 years old, starting a career in music. And that is almost unheard of for being able to experience the kind of success that I did at that age. And so the next year, I came back to the conference in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and lo and behold, I had one female performer of being 1 year involved with that organization. And when they announced my name, I could hardly even get on the stage. They were giving away, as part of the award, a Taylor guitar. Taylor Guitar is sponsoring two guitars for that award show. And I was so excited to get that Taylor guitar. I actually went on stage to get my award and just took the guitar and forgot the award on the stage. That's a true story. I had to go back and get the award. But I still have my Taylor. I write all my music on it. And a few years later, I was honored to win another award from the IWMA and earned another Taylor guitar. So I have a brother and a sister guitar that I use for my songwriting. And the cool thing that I love about Western music is that it is the only genre of American music that I know of that embraces so many different styles of music. You've got the folk music and a kind of bluegrass sound to it, Hollywood, the whole new jazz courting to the style of Western music as well. So as a songwriter, I have a large scope for creating. And this next song is one of my very favorite kinds of songs to write because it's a story song. And this is a very elaborate ballad, story song using minor chords. And in the studio, I was able to do some fun things as well with the banjo. So y'all take a listen to this song, The Prairie Preacher.
Independence Day is the day most folks say the prairie preacher rode into town. He was every shade of somber, from a squint down to a saunter, and his coat an old Confederate gray. To the curious crowd he spoke aloud, in a sonorous voice he did say, I seek not for commerce, no vices I crave, I've simply come for souls to save. Cause if you're going through hell, I've been there as well, till I heard Jesus calling my name. Won't you come take my hand, join his blood-washed band? Are you ready for a mighty change? Ah, nothing's been the same since the prairie preacher came to town. His eyes a strange hue of otherworldly blue, most folks thought, oh, he must be insane. But the net that he threw was only meant for a few, his eyes searched for the souls he could claim. The banker in town looked down at the ground, if he confessed, what would folks think of him? But there were two young brother miners from South Carolina who stepped forward to lay down their sin. They said, we've been through hell, we see you've been there as well, we hear Jesus calling our name. So we'll come take a stand with your blood-washed band. Yes, sir, we are ready for a change. Ah, nothing's been the same since the prairie preacher came to town. Her hair was piled up high on that hot 4th of July. Her cotton dress, it clung to her skin. She was used to a roughness, a callous kind of toughness. She was used to the low company of men. But with a prairie preacher's words, something in her heart stirred, and she knew that she could not deny it. God's love found a way on that hot July day. She stepped forward into the light. She said, I'm going through hell, I see you sitting there as well, I think I hear Jesus calling my name. I'll reach out my hand, join your blood-washed band. Lord Almighty, I'm ready for a change. Ah, nothing's been the same since the prairie preacher came to town. Frontier fashion, they took straight action, but the only water to be got, where the horses were tired, they moved them aside, and those folks were baptized right there in that trough. With that shallow immersion came a mighty conversion. There was weeping for joy when they were through. Our 20 souls were claimed out there on the plains, in a town filled with brothels and saloons. That Independence Day, that Christian band all rode away. They left in haste without a sound. Then thick as boiling sin, dark clouds came rolling in, and the wrath of God itself came howling down. That is no distortionist to the biblical proportion of the twister that tore down that town. Oh, nothing's been the same since the prairie preacher came to town.
Oh man, that's a fun story. I had that song written probably all the way up to the last verse for a couple of years, and I never knew what I wanted to do with my characters in that story. And so I would play half the song for my friends, and they would all come up with different ideas. If the prairie preacher running off with the woman, and I decided that I would have an ending to the end of that song. And the rhymes at the end of the song are some of my very favorite rhymes in songwriting. And so I was glad I ended it the way that I did. But this next song is one that I wanted to share because it is from very, very early in my career. And it really represents my love for jazz music. And I grew up in Texas. I was born in Texas and raised in Mississippi. And I had an opportunity in high school that now that I look back, it was just such an amazing miracle from God that I had this experience. I lived in a town called Clinton, Mississippi, and we had a show choir in our high school. And to this day, my show choir, which was named the Clinton Attachés, is like the top ranked show choirs in the nation. And it was such an intense musical performance experience in high school that it really did take every waking moment of my high school years being involved in the rehearsals, performing. It was a wonderful experience for someone like me who just had such an affinity and love for music. But it was at that time that I really developed a love for all of the classic jazz singers, great female vocalists with big voices and expressive voices. I listened to a lot of Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan. And because I love that big female expressive voice, I also love Liza Minnelli, Barbara Streisand, Patsy Cline. I love a female voice that lets you hear everything that they're feeling in their voice. And it became my aspiration to be able to be so emotive when I sing. So this song really represents that love that I developed in high school for this style of music and for this style of singing. And so take a listen, y'all, to my song called The Real Thing.
I think you're fine. I think that we had better make the time to get together, work it out. This is the sort of thing Mama warned me about. This ain't no daytime drama or expired warranty. This is a real thing. I think you're clever. I think you're smart. You belong in the loop. You're a priceless work of art. Let's get together, work it out. This is the sort of thing Mama warned me about. This ain't no daytime drama or expired warranty. This is a real thing. I know you think you've heard this song before. It sounds familiar like a Gershwin score. But believe me, brother, that is true. This song's about me, this song's about you. ba 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 do ba 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 ba. Be my teddy bear. Love me tender and don't return to sender. You drive me crazy over you. Now I'm walking after midnight and I've got the lovesick blues. Let's get together, work it out. This is the sort of thing Mama warned me about. This ain't no daytime drama or expired warranty. This is a reason.
That song just always makes me smile. The lyric, you know, I wrote the lyric, but sometimes I look back and I think, what made me think of that? So that is just the magic and the fun of songwriting. I honestly, any creative venture involves your logic and your talent, but also I think it involves like an element of magic and help from, I don't know, angels or from the other side, because it's surprising and it continues to be surprising. You know, I want to take just a quick minute to talk about this this next song in a way that I've never talked about it before. I grew up, as I said, in Texas and Mississippi, and I learned a lot from Southern women. And some of the strongest influences in my life were these amazingly courageous, strong, and always beautifully dressed, and these women in the South, I just have such great memories. But there was a certain standard of beauty as I grew up. And you just did not leave the house without your makeup or your hair done. And then I moved out west, and it was just kind of a little different. Western women, just they are just as tough and just as beautiful and just as strong. But there's a different expectation in the West. I still will dress up to go to the grocery store, even to toss hay to my horses. And I sometimes get teased about that. I still powder my nose, like I did in high school. I still have the world's strongest hairspray because of my years in Mississippi and Texas. And that's just nothing that I see my own daughters fussing with as they live here in the West. And it's a different kind of beauty. We don't have the humidity in the air. We have to really protect our skin out here. I wear sunscreen daily because I'm working outdoors so often, and I keep a humidifier in my room to kind of maintain a little bit of the South, the humidity, differently than the South does. And this song, the lyrics to this song were actually a poem written by a friend of mine who's a poet named Dale Page. And when I read his words, it just rung true to me in my experience as a horsewoman, as a wife and as a mother. Even though at this time I'm a single mom, I just thought that the words to this song were very beautiful and very unique to my experience as being a woman in the West. So please enjoy this song. I wrote the music to it. Dale Page wrote the amazing lyrics, Women and Horses.
From the mountain to rain, then seemingly tired of its tumbling and churning, it slows for rest as it spreads across the plain. Then where it widens in cool rocky ripples, where eons of floods may the wide valleys roar, as sunlight through pines paints in dapples and stipples, a woman looks out from her rough cabin floor. Left their mark, they burn her and lash her from daybreak till dark. It's tough to compete with natural forces. This country's sure tough on women and horses. Women and women and horses. She looks across the meadow where cattle are grazing, knee deep in the grass, growing tall, thick and green. The fine-blooded mares and the foals they are raising go on with their commonplace daily routine. And far down the meadow, she sees the old gelding, a pensioner here to live out his life. Like her, this old pony is tired in aging. The pensions aren't paid to a cattleman. There's chores every day, her work never stops. There's no time for rest, and she works till she drops. She's not keeping score, but she wonders who's winning. This country's sure tough on horses and women. Horses and been taken by wrinkles. Her hair, once her glory, is frosted with gray. Her eyes are surrounded by crow's feet and crinkles, and youth fades a little with each passing day. But now from the doorway she spots the lone rider. She thinks of the obstacles they've overcome, and she smiles at the thought that he'll soon be beside her, and scorns that old adage repeated by some. Life's tough in this land, no one can deny, but she's got fresh air, the grass. Scorn city life and haughty discourses. This country's just right for women and horses. Women and horses. Women and
my mother was born and raised in Pachuca, Mexico, and she immigrated to the United States when she was about 12 years old. And I've always really been proud of my Mexican heritage. And in Western music and in horsemanship in general, there is a rich tradition of tarot tradition. And so in my music, especially in the last few years, I've tried to introduce more of this influence and this heritage. And so this song is truly an effort for me to do that. It's a song called Que Vaquero. And it it was inspired by the fact that some of our best horsemen are the ones that are the most quiet about it. You would not notice that they had such a gift and such a talent. And like music, like singing, I think we all are born with gifts. And some people are definitely born with the gift of horsemanship. And this song is meant to celebrate that. So take a listen to my song, Que Vaquero.
Lines on his face, do it talking. Only the horses he looks in the eye. Too old for the young hands to notice. Too Mexican for them to even try. Light a candle for those young cowboys. They soon will swallow their pride. They'll see the patron saint of horsemen when that old vaquero rides. When the old vaquero rides, cabalgando con gracia libre y veloz, hermano del viento feroz. De cientos de años atrás, misterioso vaquero capaz. ¡Qué vaquero! ¡Qué hombre! ¡Hare! Dust rises like smoke from an altar, whose dance to a tune few can hear. Sun glints on Garcia's silver. Something timeless is happening here. Can you learn from the old vaquero? Can the old world and new world collide? Can you hear the Spanish angels when the old vaquero rides? When the old vaquero rides, cabalgando con gracia libre y veloz, hermano del viento feroz, de cientos de años atrás, misterioso vaquero capaz. ¡Qué vaquero! ¡Qué hombre! ¡Hare!
Wow, that was the amazing Michael Dowdle on guitar. And it's funny because I do play this song live and do that solo at the end, and it's by the album to hear how the solo should be done. I when I started in my career in music, I had 10 children at home. And at the time I was married and my husband worked out of town, and it was the most intensely busy time for me to be on the road and to be with my children, taking care of them as well. There's a saying that I heard in Nashville when I was recording, and the saying is, you must be present to win. And that applies to your career in music, but it also applies to the relationships that are important. And I had this dilemma in my heart when I wrote this next song. I actually wrote it when I was quite ill. I was so ill that I had to put the guitar on my chest to write the entirety of this song. But I was getting some criticism from some of the people in my small town. I mean, in general, everyone was very supportive, but they saw how much I was away. And there was a feeling of maybe criticism for the career my career was having me make at that time. So this song is so cheeky. I listen to it now and the lyrics just make me giggle. But it was what I needed to help myself to just kind of poke fun at the situation that I was in. And for me, it has become a real anthem for the life of adventure that music has brought to me. And I hope you feel the same way about yourself. This is a fun, fun song called Girl Meets West.
Did you come looking for the girl next door? Well, she don't live here anymore. She's got money for her pocket, a Bible for her soul, gas in the tank and a wide open road. Why she don't work 9 to 5 is your best guess. That's just what happens when girl meets west. Someday she'll motor to your hometown, tune up her six string, throw some music down. Songs like bullets that will pierce your pain, make you feel all back in the saddle again. If you start feeling clammy or shortness of breath, she's put you into cowboy cardiac arrest. Boy meets girl, girl meets guitar. Pretty soon she's swinging on a Dale Evans star. Started singing for the money, stayed in for the fun. This cowgirl knows how the West is
Sometimes a certain person will inspire a song that can be written around an impression of this just one special person. And this song was inspired by a woman who was a friend of mine in the town I used to live in. Her name was Grandma Sarah. And Grandma Sarah had a very difficult time speaking. When she was born, she was delivered with forceps at home, and her palate of her skull had been crushed. And the doctor, this little country doctor, told her mother, just put her in this other room. She'll die during the night. And don't worry about it. He didn't want her mother to see the baby in this condition. So Grandma Sarah, the little infant, was put in a separate room. But no mother is going to leave their baby in a different room. So the mother went and got Sarah and nursed her back to health. And Sarah lived, but she always had problems with her speaking, but I think also she was mentally affected as well. But she was a ray of sunshine in our little community. She walked everywhere she went. She would stop by my house to say hello. And at Christmas one year, I went by to visit her. And I noticed Grandma Sarah kept peeking out the curtains of her windows. And she was expecting somebody to come. And I couldn't figure out who it was. But then I knew when several cars pulled up with people from our community bringing presents into her and treats for Christmas. And they must have done this every year because she knew that they were coming. She was so happy. She clapped her hands. She cried. And the people that were there were for the community angel tree song. When you hear about the old woman standing by the window, I'm going to cry now. That was Grandma Sarah. And so for me, this song is always special, and I hope for everybody it means something else, but it is the spirit of giving that inspired this song. So here it is, from my Christmas album, The Angel Tree. many of the tours that I go on, I get to meet really amazing families and couples. I get to see different parts of the West and how people live out their lives so beautifully. Western music is a genre of music that I'm not playing in bars. I'm not playing in arenas, but I am playing for real people who are making a living quite often with ranching or something to do with agriculture. But many of the fans are also from cities and doctors, and it's a big variety of different people who enjoy Western music. But I get to be in the homes quite often of people as they host me when I come to perform. And the song was inspired by a lovely couple who are good friends of ours. And I watched the way the husband just looked at his wife. They've been married for many, many years. And there was something about their relationship and so many of the relationships that I've been able to observe that I wanted to have in my own life. So I wrote a grown-up love song. And if you're a man listening to this broadcast, listen carefully to the words of this song, because it really expresses what a woman hopes to be seen as, an equal. And so this song is called Arizona in Her Eyes.
All the promise of a desert at sunrise, soul of wonder, landscape of surprise. Yes, he sees Arizona in her eyes. Hers are the hands that have seen the sun. Her heart, the chamber. Wild is her watchword, and beauty is her name. Part of the West he never will tame. And when the wind is lifting her long hair, with the scent of the Sonora, boy's prayer granted in that woman standing to his drought, this woman is his rain. Welcome storm to wash away his pain. Her thunder and her lightning unrestrained, and equal to this cowboy she has claimed. Hers are the hands. Chamber of a single shotgun. Wild is her watchword, and beauty is her name. Part of the West he never will take. For he sees Arizona in her eyes. All the pride. Arizona, he can hold but cannot own her.
Yes, he sees Arizona in her eyes.
You know, I'm still 10 wonderful children, and only two of them are left at home, but we are a very, very close family and do a lot together. Just last night, we had a big family party, and I love looking at my children conversing and strengthening each other, and it's a lot of fun. My grandchildren call me Lovey, so instead of hearing Grandma, I hear Lovey, and it's just, family is just such a wonderful part of my life. But as my children grow up and get ready to leave home, I try and write a song for each one of the children. And this next song is one that I had written for my daughter, Maria. And she has beautiful brown eyes. She takes my breath away every time I see her. She's just an amazingly physically beautiful woman, but also just smart and independent and just such a joy to be around. This song was written as my advice to her as she went off into the big world. This is a song called Big Enough.
Sometimes you'll feel 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Something about those Wrangler jeans and Justin boots, No time to lose and no time to waste. You're running for the win and not for the chase, But all your dreams are gonna take their toll. It ain't easy getting a rock to roll. It ain't the size of your success, it's all about the size of your soul. Are you big enough to get back on? You've been bucked off. Are you big enough to keep keeping on? The trail gets rough. Are you big enough to stay in the south, no matter what may come? 'Cause your dreams ain't big enough, 'cause they don't scare you. Right in your eyes, the fruit beer brown. You're heading for the city, you're so done with this small town. You were raised upright with hay in your hair, wide open spaces, Rocky Mountain air. Just be your own best kind of brave. Don't ever be afraid of being afraid. You'll be big enough to pray. You'll be big enough in every way. Are you big enough to get back on when you've been bucked off? Are you big enough to keep keeping on when the trail gets rough? Are you big enough to stay in the saddle no matter what may come? 'Cause your dreams ain't big enough, they don't scare you, son. Say hello to your fears and look them straight in the eye. There ain't nothing worth doing that ain't worth giving it a try. So don't settle for walking God's green earth when you were born to fly. Get back on when you've been bucked off. Are you big enough to keep keeping on when the trail gets rough? Are you big enough to stay in the saddle no matter what may come? 'Cause your dreams ain't big enough. No, they're never nearly big enough. No, your dreams ain't big enough if they don't
Well, this has been so fun for me to listen to this music and share stories with you all. I hope you're enjoying these living room sessions. I'm actually not in my living room. I'm in my closet because the best acoustics are in here, but I've really enjoyed sharing this time with you. I'm heading into the studio to do a new studio album this next Friday. I'm feeling nervous, and I'll tell you a secret about songwriting is that you love every song that you write when you're a songwriter, but you never know which ones are just going to grow up and take off and become something that you never thought they could be. And this song is definitely in that category. I wrote it just to kind of fill in a space on one of my albums. And now I can't do a concert without singing this song. It is a very different song than what you would expect from a cowboy music album, but it really represents my heritage, my Mexican heritage. And it kind of tells the story of my mother and my father. So if you want to listen up, this last song, is called Jealous of the Moon.
Jealous of the moon, she must love you as do I. She glows and glowers in the sky. I know I'll see you soon, but she can't see you now. I cannot sleep, I have forgotten how. Never fought in love with the tall men who ride. They are married to the season, and the cattle are their bride. The moon above perhaps sees more than me of the cowboy I long for, the cowboy I. Tears but far from sleeping, wide awake but I am dreaming. I can hear my heart faster beating, entreating for tonight. I'm jealous of the moon. Tengo celos de la luna. Estás lejos tú de mí. Mi alma duele porque no estás. Mi deseo es una pluma. Yo te veo rarando. Yo no aguanto más aquí sin ti. Never fought in love with the tall men who ride. They are married to the seasons, and the cattle are their bride. The moon above perhaps sees more than me of the cowboy I long for, the cowboy I cannot see. Near to tears but far from sleeping, wide awake but I am dreaming. I can hear my heart faster beating,
Jealous of the Moon is the song, and when we started this show today, I made the statement that Mary Kay was one of my favorites, and I think now you understand why. Mary Kay, you have been absolutely fantastic.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
You are so, so welcome. And, you know, I think the first time you were on with me for the Campfire Cafe was probably 7 years ago, and you've been on many, many times. But after this show, I've learned some things about you that I never knew. So that was kind of fun.
I'm glad.
Yeah. Well, I need to let everybody know how they can get your great music. So tell us where your website is and where they can pick up your music.
Just go to my website, which is mary-k.com. So you have to remember the hyphen between the Mary and the K. And there is a silent E at the end of K. So mary-k.com. And I've got a store on there. All of the albums are there. It is better, always better for the artist when you download from their website. Or if you order a physical CD that shows the best support to independent artists like myself. And I've got a new album coming. So I've got the pre-sale packages on my website now if you want to be the very first person to get the new album, which is called Frontier. So I'd love to have you come on board with that, and you'll be the first one with new music.
Fantastic. That is fantastic. Looking forward to the new album. And let me just mention, right now we're going through a period of time where with this COVID-19, so many of our artists are not able to perform because their gigs have all been canceled. So the best way that you can help support them is to go to a website just like mary-k.com and pick up their music and help support them. And today you have experienced Mary Kay in concert. I was fortunate enough to hear her several years ago in a house concert near Nashville. And so if you're in Sweden or Australia or Japan or wherever you are in the world, you haven't had an opportunity yet. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. I certainly have. And again, Mary Kay, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks for all you do.
Well, you're so very welcome. Next week on the Living Room Sessions, Mike Blakely will be joining us. We're looking forward to visiting with him. And then we want to remind you that you can always listen to our other two shows, The Campfire Cafe and Saddle Up America, beginning at noon Central Standard Time every Thursday. And as always, the Living Room Sessions on Saturday at noon Central Standard Time. So we want to thank you for listening today. And we're going to close out this show with another of Mary Kay's great songs. It's one called Take Me Back to Texas. Thanks for listening.
Darling, you have popped the question that I have been expecting. But before I answer yes, I have one little request. Take me back to Texas when the blue bonnet blooms. I will be the bride, you can be the handsome groom. We can hitch our wagon to that lone star above in a state that's as big as our love. Should you take me back in autumn, where the hill country rolls? No, no. Texas, when the bluebonnets bloom, and I will be your forever.